Welcome to Tales of the Whales, our weekly podcast on what it's like to have cancer and live with somebody who has it. I have it. She's living with me. Well, end of story.
Well, part of the time anyway.
I thought that was it. I was just going to keep it tight.
Oh, was that the end of the podcast?
No. I was thinking of that. We've got a delivery coming from Ocado.
There's an Ocado delivery due in any time from 15 minutes time, but also there might be, because it's obviously the Christmas season, there might be some other deliveries of presents coming.
So we're gonna try and squeeze it in before mayhem.
Yeah, because if it does happen, there could be some woofing.
Yeah, and so we'll say goodbye now.
And howling, that'll be you.
Yeah, and we'll say goodbye now just in case it shuts us down.
Yeah, because we're not technical, are we?
And like, no.
If your alarm goes off or if somebody knocks on the door or something, we're not very good at editing you.
We're very bad at editing, actually.
But you have a fabulous man, Rob the Splendid.
Yeah.
Who does all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, there's only so much you can expect at this time of year.
Well, yes, he's probably busy.
Yeah. So this week, I've got nothing really to report because I haven't been feeling that great. And I've been in a reasonable mood, but not...
The beginning of the week, you weren't too good,
no.
Were you? You were really a bit, but you had to go to the dentist and have some tooth stuff done. That makes everyone fed up.
Yeah, but it was before then anyway, and it was. I don't know whether it's the cold weather, but my breathing isn't good now.
And you've stopped taking your chemo for a couple of weeks now, haven't you? And so you were. I think you were hoping to feel better than you did.
100% better. I was hoping, but some of the side effects of the chemo are still kind of in me. They haven't properly come out. But it was, you know, grey days, miserable, horrible. It's difficult to keep your spirits up.
And we've had a bit of an issue in the garden, haven't we? Because, as we know...
Are you going to talk about that?
Yes, because you do like to feed your birds.
I do.
As everyone knows, very keen on the magpies. But unfortunately, there then became some other visitors to the garden who also liked the nibbles that you'd laid on.
There were a few rats, and they were very cuddly and very sweet-looking.
I'm not so keen myself. And, you know, the fact that
You then planted rat droppings up in the loft. And
I did not plant them
there. Are
you
sure?
I could hear it in the ceiling thudding around like it had big hobnail boots on.
The rat man said he thought it was more like squirrel droppings.
Well, he also said that if we've seen them in the garden, we've definitely got some. And you see it every day trotting around. Just like casual as you like.
Yeah, but only one or two.
But on the patio here, right outside the door, I don't like it.
Oh, well, only walking from one place to another.
No, I'm not. I'm afraid I had to get down the ramp.
Well, I got really sad about this, but there we are.
I know, and he's also said you can't put any more bird food out until maybe next summer.
I feel really bad about that. Maybe I should put it somewhere else in the garden and you won't notice.
Oh, well, if there's rats running around, I will.
Oh dear.
So yes,
it's
a joy living
in the country,
that's
you know.
A bit sad for you that I've done away with your watching the furry friends.
Well, I wouldn't have had much time next week. We've got a busy we're gonna go and get the results of the scans. And you kind of don't look forward to that, and you do, if you know what I mean. Anyway, we'll see how it goes.
We've got a lovely charity Christmas lunch on Monday.
Yeah.
In London, and then...
We might be too knackered the way this weekend's going.
No, we won't.
Okay.
No, because I definitely must go, because last year I forgot to go, and I was meant to be there, and they rang me and said, like, we're waiting for you.
They did not.
In London, yeah, and I was just, like, in the middle of Tunbridge Wells or something, just, like, completely oblivious.
And it was a client of yours. Oops.
Yeah. Yes,
oops.
which was very terrible of me. But so this year I am definitely 100% going to be there.
Oh dear, that's funny. And then I've got a couple of recordings to do, and that's it really then. I was wondering...
You've also got a birthday lunch.
Oh yeah, I got a birthday lunch with my eldest, yep. And
and hopefully Keith is feeling better, because he was really poorly. He did sound really,
that's
really
my
poorly.
Brother.
Yes, because it was meant to be last week, but Keith was very... had a nasty chest infection, and he did sound...
Yeah, I hope I haven't
He sounded bad. Worse than you do.
Well, I don't sound too bad. It's actually... The thing about cancer is it either hurts or it doesn't. It's not a kind of middle ground, I've noticed.
Oh, really?
Well, so, I mean, you feel kind of... yucky occasionally without cancer. So you've got to bring that into to account. But I don't know, you know, and then you sit thinking, I wonder what that is that's doing that. And you don't like me wondering, so I try not to.
Well, yes, we won't be able to, you know, you're thinking of various nasty things that a little twinge could be. You may as well just wait and see what the doctor says rather than convince yourself that it's something horrible spread everywhere. Yeah. And because...
Well, I think it has spread everywhere.
You're wondering whether it's spread to more places or whatever. And there's no point thinking like that because it might have done or it might not. But you're worrying about it isn't going to change that.
No, you're absolutely correct. And I think what's got on top of me as well is that just the grey, grizzly days. It's not, you can't go and have a cup of coffee, sit outside and watch the world go
by.
Watch the rats go by. Oh, look, there's one now.
I think the worst bit was, there's not, is there?
No.
The worst one was when I did put that bit of pizza on the table out there because the magpies like it. Mm. And then a rat came and it just scurried up the leg onto our actual garden table.
But it's a brown rat.
And then hopped off with a massive bit of pizza as big as itself.
Well, yeah, I mean, but if you have loads, it's just one that's kind of...
I've stopped putting pizza out there.
...got tame.
No, it's not tame. It just doesn't care.
Holly, daughter, she was walking up to talk to it at one point and it didn't move.
Yeah, well, what worried me, it said... I looked it up and it said, you may occasionally see a rat in your garden. That's nothing to worry about. But this was every day, lots of times a day. And then you said you'd seen two cute little ones playing together. And that's, it says, if you see more than one, you've got a problem.
Yeah, but murdering them, it's not nice.
It's not nice.
Anyway, we're filling up the podcast talking about rats.
Oh, sorry. Well, but it's sort of like, you know, the main thing that's happened to me this week. Because what with also the cat, my cat brought in a dead rat.
Oh, you see.
Up at the cottage. I'm just feeling like I'm being attacked by rats from all angles.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
And I'd rather not be.
The dogs don't care. I haven't even seen a squirrel. I hope the squirrels don't eat the poison.
Well, rats can bite dogs.
Rats can bite dogs?
Mm.
No.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, they're very quiet at the moment.
So you need to protect the dogs from them.
They're very, very quiet at the moment. So it's a kind of time, I mean, it is a time of year where if, you know, some, I feel really bad for people. I mean, I was diagnosed 25 years ago, just after New Year's Day with my first
course. Oh, it's a nice start to the year.
You know, and yeah, it was. I was in my late 40s. But... It's just, if you get a diagnosis of this somebody. I was talking to somebody on my show the other night, and his daughter, not well at all, and has been given, you know, sewer oncologist, given chemo and stuff, and he can't get an appointment for another few months.
It's terrible.
I mean, what is going on? We've been very lucky. I know I'm being treated by the National Health. There's nothing... I'm not paying to see. I haven't got any money to pay for. It's hugely expensive. Because I did, luckily enough, I had private insurance when I first. But suddenly the cost after you've had cancer becomes...
And you're getting on a bit as well. Makes it a lot more expensive.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, but I mean, the management of the NHS are getting letters for an appointment to see a doctor after the date of the appointment. Seems to be quite a common occurrence.
It's terrible.
Or getting two or three of exactly the same letters.
Oh, dear.
Somebody needs to sort somebody out.
And this time of year is very poignant as well. It's sort of, although it's like, you know, you try and be joyous and festive and that sort of thing. It's like, if you are poorly, it kind of does bring things home that it makes things feel a bit sad sometimes.
Well, for the last 4 years, I said, well, I won't be here next Christmas, so this is my last and let's make it a good one.
You have.
I
have done my best.
You've done brilliantly, but we decided we weren't going to do it this year.
Well, I feel like I'm quite a bit on top of things this year. I've done all my present shopping, apart from the last couple that are arriving today. I've done most of the wrapping. Mm. All the tree is decorated. I've done all my Christmas menu planning and shopping because although we were going to have a quiet one, we're now going to have lots of people here on Boxing Day, which is going to be quite fun, I think. Yeah. But it's a bit of a shame because poor Kelly is a bit poorly, so...
Yeah. And she
always normally hosts it, but
yeah,
this year.
Thanks, Kelly, for that. I'm really appreciating.
Well, everyone does that. He does an amazing job every year, so I've got a lot to live up to, but it'll be fine if
so I'm going to sit like cozy. Mr. Grumpy in the corner.
Are you? Why?
No. Yes, what? Merry Christmas. Yeah.
But hopefully Kelly's going to be feeling a bit better now anyway.
Good. Just keep it down. Don't make it as good as Kelly's, right?
Oh, I couldn't.
No.
I don't have the facilities.
No, exactly. You make a really good point I hadn't thought about. But I'm not fussed about that because I live within my mind. Sometime in the next few months, I'll probably be gone.
Were you saying about when you're newly diagnosed at this time of year? Because that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because I do remember when my dad was diagnosed, and we were sitting around having a family Christmas lunch, and I think one of those old movies came on. It's called like Same Time Next Year or something.
Yeah.
And I could tell my dad was really like fighting back the tears, and he had to get up and leave the table.
Oh,
and
dear.
Then we were all the rest of us sitting there all with a bit teary. Mm. And so I've been through that kind of the nostalgic Christmas sadness when it's all new and you're all kind of adjusting to the idea.
Well, we don't seem to have that, do we? Because we just, you know, I'll just get on with it. And, you know, I've got cancer, I'm old.
And you always are here same time next year.
Yeah, but it's not going to carry on.
I don't know.
And I have to admit,
why not?
The last couple of weeks I have felt really... I nearly said shitty. That would be very rude on the podcast.
Only I'm allowed to swear on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, they'll be coming and taking us away. You know, you've got to be very careful now.
Yeah, don't go political on me.
No, I absolutely wouldn't dream of it. I mean, I had a great call the other night from some nutcase. He said, you do realise you've got it all wrong. I said, no, why? King Charles rules the whole world, not just this country. I said, really? Yes. Did you not know this? There's plenty of evidence on social media. It was the funniest thing I've heard for ages.
That is a bit bonkers.
But this person believes it is conspiracy theory number one.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that wouldn't be too bad, would it? We'd all have everything very organic and... lots of nice Dutchy original produce.
I think that apparently is his cover story.
Oh, right, and really he's like Dr. Evil, is he?
Yeah. Oh. Make a good movie, wouldn't it? Yeah.
What was the James Bond villain called?
Oh, well, he has so many, didn't he?
The one with the white cat. The white...
Doctor No? No.
Can't remember.
Can you hear that gurgling?
It's going to... No, I can't, but you've got your head by his tummy.
Oh, yeah, it's a dog.
Yes. Let's hope that gurgling stays just as a gurgle.
Mm. Well, they've been remarkably quiet. Not that there's been anything to actually make them speak. And this one, you've put that... Appalling collar on gives him electric shocks.
Give him electric shocks.
Oh, doesn't it? Oh, good.
No, it vibrates. And it really works.
Yeah, it does work.
So he...
Doesn't work on the little one, though.
Well, no, because she's not wearing it.
Yeah, so when she barks, he gets a buzz.
I might have to get another one.
Yeah.
It does make it a lot easier when there's people knock at the door, though. Mm. It's not quite so crazy.
There is a temptation when you have cancer. Because I felt it a few times, just to stay away from people. Because, you know, people always say, oh, why don't you come and have lunch? Or why don't we do this? Or why don't we do that? And you get back to this kind of fatigue issue and you just don't feel like it.
Well, then maybe you should say to them, I'm feeling quite tired. Why don't you come and bring something nice and come round and we'll have it here?
No. A lot of people say, well, we're going to come and see you. When? What time? And I think of an excuse to say no. Which is silly, I know.
Yeah, and then you sit here feeling miserable and lonely.
Well, yeah, but...
That does sum you up, really. You do the daftest things most of the time.
Do I?
Turn down loads of visitors and then sit here going, I'm all on my own.
Yeah, darling, but I only want you.
Oh, no pressure.
No.
I'm afraid I do have to go to work.
But it is, there is that problem. And so when everybody, and I found a problem of being in crowds of people.
Yes, you don't like that, do you?
Because one of the side effects of, and I've had it before cancer, is tinnitus. Because I've spent my lifetime sticking things in my ears. And it gets so much worse under some of the chemotherapy I've had.
Mm.
It's really quite funny. Chemo sort of affects all kinds of things you wouldn't expect it to.
And also, just getting a bit older means that I've noticed that as well, that when you're in sort of rooms where there's lots of chatter going on and maybe background music as well, it's getting harder and harder to actually hear what people are saying when they're just sitting next to you and talking to you.
I mean, terrible, because some nice restaurants and things you like to go into have wooden floors or whatever, and the sound, you just can't hear. But that is getting old.
I think that's probably more of just an old age symptom than a cancer syndrome.
Yeah. But you're right. The one thing is, you have, and it's easy to say, but it is bloody difficult to do all the time, is stay positive. Because you sometimes get into the right and think, oh, God, I wish you'd kick in and I sort of just lay back and go. I wouldn't have to. I mean, I don't mean that really, but it goes through your mind from time to time. So,
as you said, I do think the weather has an effect on your mood as well, definitely.
Yeah, I do.
If it's a beautiful sunny day and you're sitting out in the garden with a glass of wine or something, you wouldn't feel quite
so... A glass of wine?
The need to pop off.
You sent me that note last night saying you'd found a bottle of wine and you'd opened it.
Mm.
Well, you don't need to tell me you've opened a bottle of wine.
No, I wasn't. I was telling you it was very delicious.
Oh, why?
I was saying, I've opened this bottle of wine and it's bloody lovely. And I was going to save you a glass. That's what I was saying.
Oh, why? Well,
I wasn't just asking permission to open a bottle of wine.
No, I know you weren't asking permission. I thought it was sort of softening me up and saying, oh, I haven't drunk that much, but I've just opened another bottle of wine.
Well, you wouldn't know anyway. I'm fast asleep by the time you get in at 2:30 in the morning.
Well, I do know the amount of recycling we seem to have at the moment.
It's all those cardboard boxes.
Is it?
From Amazon.
It's the bottles hidden underneath.
It does chink a bit, our bin, when it's empty.
I wonder what the bin men think. Anyway.
Oh, it's just empty tonic bottles.
Yeah. Just a caution, some people... I suppose I'm not really supposed to drink, but you get stage.
No one's told you that.
No, in fact,
Tom says have fun.
At your stage, he said, I wouldn't worry about what you do. I said, oh, thanks, Tom.
Why I said to you, it's really not a problem about worrying about taking the
Codamol. I know. And then they say, how long have I got? Because that's one of the things when you're diagnosed with...
And it's the how long is a piece of string question,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, because they can't answer it anymore. At the beginning, it was, well... I think you make 6 months, and I said, will I make next Christmas? I don't think so. And that's been going on for 4 or 5 years.
Yes.
So you never know. But if you think more positively, it's a lot easier. But I'm telling myself that, and I'm not doing it as I should be.
Well, it's that. It's Tom's amazing medicines and all the nice nursing care that you get. It's my cooking, and it's Yuri Geller's messages.
Yes, Yuri sends me.
Combination of these factors.
He sends me a little symbol every day of positivity.
And sending you healing wishes. So he's not going to be able to heal you, but it's obviously, you know.
Yeah. You don't know. He got the watch going, didn't he?
You'll probably outlive everybody.
Mm. So it's very
sitting
nice.
Sitting there on your own with no friends or relatives left, just going like, oh, this could be my last Christmas.
Well, there isn't anybody left. And to some people, you know, you see some people celebrating. Some people have got to the age of 100, and 101. There was a lady on, I think, 109. And they all seem cheerful.
Yeah.
But they don't, yeah.
Well, not everyone who's in their hundreds is cheerful. They're probably the ones that get on telly are. But
yeah, if you weren't cheerful about it.
Probably most ones in nursing homes
are
a bit Miss Victor Meldrew-y, I should imagine.
Yeah. And I think what we should do now, because there are problems. I mean, earlier this week, just a matter of luck, the hospice rang me and they just ring to check on me. And very nice.
Yeah, they ring every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They also very, very lovely ring me and check I'm all right.
Do they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You never told me that before. But
I have. That's your Alzheimer's.
Oh, you're right. I don't think I've got that at the moment, but what's my name? No, bad joke.
You're good at those.
Bad jokes?
Mm.
I'm very funny.
Hmm.
I thought I was. Anyway, so I forgot what I was going to say now. Something.
See? Alzheimer's.
No, there's something completely different. Oh, yeah, support your local hospice, because they are running short of money.
Mm.
And if you are, you know, terminally diagnosed, find out if there's a hospice near you and see if you can register with them. It's worth saying. It really is.
Yeah, the support they give is great. And we do need to go along to one of their meetings.
Yeah. I mean, when I was ill and I don't remember, apparently somebody from hospice came and sat with me.
Yes, he did. Well, he was lovely. So when I've got more time, when I've retired, I'm going to do more stuff to help the hospice. That will be my chosen charity to help.
Because they do. I mean, they've done some remarkable things for people I've known, friends, family. Some people don't want to go anywhere near them.
And it's mainly funded by charitable.
Things,
isn't it?
Well, the government are not giving any money to. Well, let's not get political.
No.
You know, that would be bad, wouldn't it? But
I think you do enough of that on other.
Yeah.
Media things.
Hospices are a. I was going to say a godsend, and then thought, I don't think
you're going
religious.
I don't
have anything to do with it, but there we are. And the nurses, and the Macmillan nurses too, are brilliant.
They are very, very helpful.
Because, you know, I'm not saying ordinary nurses aren't, but quite often they have...
Well, they're just trained
as a lot of specialist, stuff to do.
Specialist cancer.
And quite often all you need from a Macmillan nurse is a bit of a chat.
Anyway, we've been chatting on a bit long, I think.
Yeah, and the delivery hasn't come, and it's 5 minutes late.
Well, they have an hour slot.
Oh, do they?
It's 5 minutes into the hour slot, so they're not exactly late yet.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, we will bid you... goodbye, and we will be here hopefully. Well, you never know, Zia, but next week we're 97 of these we've done now.
Yeah, so
New Year.
Next year will be our pre-Christmas one.
Yeah, next week, not next year.
Well, did I say year? Sorry, yeah. Yes, week.
See, I'm on the ball now, definitely on the ball. So listen, have a great week, everybody, and if you can, stay positive. That's the thing. And listen to, I always get a bit of a boost when they talk about King Charles's cancer or other people like that. That cyclist who's just declared that he's got terminal cancer. Hearing other people's stories do help.
Well, it helps some people, definitely.
Yeah. Anyways, do you want to say goodbye? Finish the program?
Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.